USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on his way to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Before leaving, the president talks about the violence going on in Portland and how the feds are there to help.
All he has to do is call, and within 10 minutes, their problem will be over. As you know, they have to call us. They have to call and request help. All he has to do is call, and the problem will end. They had tremendous numbers of people really harassing him horribly, and I guess trying to break into his house. And he still sticks up with him because he's a fool.
The 41st state was approved this week for enhanced unemployment payments made possible by President Trump's August executive order. FEMA, the agency approving applications for the enhanced unemployment benefits, announced Tuesday that North Dakota was the latest to be accepted in the program. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
A new Gallup poll found that 27% of workers say they're now concerned about being laid off from their jobs, compared to 15% last year. The same percentage is concerned about their hours being cut, up 15% from 2019. Meanwhile, 28% of workers also worry about their wages being cut, compared to 16% last year. Amazon has been cleared for drone deliveries by the FAA, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the November election draws near, at USA Radio Network, our goal is to arm you with the facts on the important races across the country. One of the ways we hope to do this is by fact-checking the campaigns, both Democrats and Republicans, as they hit the road campaigning across the country. We will look at what the candidate is saying now versus what they said about the issue previously. Let's begin by taking a look at what Joe Biden said on Monday about fracking. Biden, speaking in western Pennsylvania, said this.
With a clean energy strategy, that is a place for the energy workers right here in western Pennsylvania. I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Let's compare that to what Biden said in March during one of the Democratic presidential debates.
No more, no new fracking. And by the way, on the Recovery Act, I was able to make sure we invested $90 billion in making sure we brought down the price of solar and wind that is lower than the price of coal. That's why not another new coal plant will be built.
Biden's campaign releasing a statement saying he meant to say he would not allow new federal land drilling leases. After hearing both clips from the Democratic presidential candidate, it's up for you to decide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.